Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are indeed excited. Amen. We're excited for what the Lord is doing, all that he's doing in this hour. Truly, people of God, we know that God is doing a great thing in the earth. Amen. He's doing a great thing, and he's doing it in us. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We thank him. Amen. As you are continuing to come in, our listeners are continuing to come in. Amen. We want to welcome you. Welcome you. Welcome you. Welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you. Amen. We are grateful to the Lord. Amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful to the Lord, for it truly is another day that the Lord has made, and we're so excited, amen, for what God is doing in the earth, for what he's doing in each and every one of you. For surely as you're coming to this word, as we come to hear the word, amen, that, listen, people of God, we're being cleansed, we're being transformed, we are being made, amen. So God is truly working a work in the midst of us, and we give him thanks. And we give him praise, amen, for all that he is doing. We again want to welcome you. We want to welcome all of our listeners from wherever you're listening. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your commitment. Thank you for your dedication. Glory be to God coming to be with us, amen, night after night after night, amen. Glory to God, we pray that you're getting all that you're looking for and more, amen, Jesus, because we know that the Lord is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, amen. Glory to God, and that's the word working in us, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. Amen. We pray that this has been a blessed day for you. Amen. For you, your loved ones, your family. Glory be to God. Amen. As far, amen, as your heart goes unto the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise for our international listeners. We always want to just call out our international listeners. We want to let you know that we appreciate you from wherever you're listening from. Amen. We are certainly covering over 34 countries now and growing. So we thank God for what he's doing. We thank God, amen, because even so, we're beginning to get correspondence, amen, feedback from our international listeners. And we thank God that you're blessed, amen. We thank God, amen, that you have found, amen, the PNN as a source of strength, glory to God, whereby you can touch and agree. We thank God for all of your prayer requests that you're sending in. We thank God for you. We are touching and agreeing. We're touching and agreeing with you, amen, for your several prayer requests, amen. You're not able to dial in, but you can listen in. And we thank you for sending us those requests, amen, via WhatsApp, via Messenger. We thank God for you. We want to let you know we got it, amen. And we're touching and agreeing with you, amen, for a favorable outcome from the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God, as our listeners are continuing to come in. Amen. We are already set, amen, on our Facebook page. We do realize that we have a large audience on our Facebook page, and we thank God for you. So if you're not able to dial in, you can certainly go out to our PNN page, and there you can click on our logo and be able to listen even as we are broadcasting. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Ain't he good, people of God? Amen. He's expanding borders. Amen. He's expanding our borders. Amen. And we're going into places that we never thought we would go. Amen. But listen, people of God, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We just marvel at the works of the Lord. We just marvel at what he's doing, how he's putting it together, how he's pulling it together. We marvel. Amen, Jesus, because, listen, we couldn't have thought or planned or pulled it together any differently. So we bless God. We bless the Lord. We bless him. We bless him. We thank God again for each and every one of you for coming on in. We just thank God for our leaders. Glory to God, all of our leaders. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. Thanking first and foremost our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, because he is the true visionary of this line. Amen. He just dropped it, amen, Jesus, into our hands. Glory be to God. And here we are trying to advance this vision and keep this work moving forward. Amen, because it's the will of God, amen, that none perish, but that all come to repentance. And we come here on this line night after night, amen, Jesus, bringing forth the word of God that the people of God, amen, because God loves his people, amen. His love is so great that he gave his life, amen, Jesus. And the message that he carried in the earth, amen, is contained in the volume of the book, amen. It's contained in the 66, glory be to God, the 66 books of the Bible, but he's yet still speaking. Yes, he is, amen, Jesus, because God is not dead. Amen. He's yet alive. Amen. And he yet have apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Glory be to God. Amen. But just as the Old Testament, amen, you can't do away with the Old Testament because the Old Testament is the foundation. Amen. So you can't do away with a building's foundation glory be to God, or the building will crumble. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Amen, Jesus. So the New Testament, amen, Jesus, glory to God, is a type, amen. It is a foundation for the New Testament, glory to God. That word, amen, that is rolled, that has come out of the mind of God, amen. Even to his prophets of old, you get the prophets and the people of God, amen, the disciples in the New Testament, amen, they come, amen, bringing more light, not changing, amen, the foundation that's already laid, glory be to God, amen, Jesus, but they come, glory be to God, refreshing the boards, amen, putting more paint on it, amen, polishing it up, glory be to God, but it's the same word, glory be to God. His word does not change, amen. So we're here, people of God, amen. The Lord is sending, amen, skilled messengers, amen, who come preaching, teaching the word of God. Yes, not changing it, not changing the foundation, but coming to bring light so that someone may see, glory to God, that someone may see that they're in need of a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He don't change. Yeah, glory to God. Listen, from generation to generation, he don't change. Amen. Glory be to God. We know people are trying to do, amen, new things. Amen. Trying to do new things, trying to bring people. Glory be to God. But people of God, there's only but one way. One way to God. Yes, there's one way. Amen. So we come, people of God, preaching, amen, and teaching this word so that hopefully someone will see, amen, if they can just get a glimmer of light, amen, because the word is life, the word is light, amen, Jesus, and if they could just but see the light, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, if they could but hear the voice of God, they could hear the voice of him who loves them through the voice of his messengers, glory be to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, it's not even per se about the messenger that comes, but it's about, amen, that messenger allowing God to speak to them, that he can speak to the heart and speak to the spirit of his people. Yes, sir. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. We're very intentional. Amen. We're here, amen, trying to execute the plan of God in the earth. Amen. Listen. We're so grateful because we realize that there are many who may give their lives to the Lord that we may never know. Glory to God. We may never see. Glory to God. But it doesn't matter as long as they make it in the kingdom. As long as they make it in the kingdom for kingdom's sake, glory be to God. As long as they're escaped, amen, glory to God, they're escaped, hey, glory to God, taken out of the clutches in the hand of the enemy. Glory be to God. No matter where it happens at, amen, it can happen way on the other side of the world. It does not matter. Glory be to God. We just want, amen, Jesus, the will of God to be made, that his people will be saved. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, people of God. We're coming here, amen, Jesus, glory to God. We may not have people coming over on the broadcast side giving their lives to the Lord, but nevertheless, we don't know what's happening, amen. We don't know what's happening in Trinidad, and we don't know what's happening in Italy, what's happening in Spain. We don't know what's happening, glory be to God, across the waters, amen, Jamaica, amen, Bahamas. We don't know, glory to God, as people are hearing the voice of God, amen. We don't know, glory be to God, what type of repentance is taking place, glory be to God. But we believe by faith, hallelujah, we believe by faith that it's happening, amen. We don't believe that our coming here is for naught, glory be to God. We don't believe it, hallelujah, glory to God. The Lord wouldn't have us coming here for naught, amen, glory be to God. So we're here, we're intentional, amen, Jesus, executing the plan of God, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, nothing less than Jesus Christ. and his righteousness. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for all of our leaders. Again, I thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking God on tonight for our senior apostle. Amen, Jesus, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. For the men and the women of God, amen, that help, amen, Jesus, that stand by their side, amen, as the bride, amen, which represents the bride in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we are here and we are making ready. Come on now. We are making ready. We're here because we're making ready. Amen, Minister Ali. Amen, of Ali's Hour. Talked about that royal wedding the other night. Amen, Jesus. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful because she put it in the natural context. And then she took it and put it in the spiritual context. Amen. Glory be to God. And she let us see the beautiful handling, amen, of what takes place and how that bride, amen, puts that dress away and nobody sees it. Amen. Glory be to God. Making sure that it doesn't have any spot or any wrinkle. Glory to God. Making ready. Making ready. So people of God, that's what we're here for. Amen, Jesus. We're here making ready that our souls, amen, would be saved. Amen. That the righteousness of God might be revealed in us. That's why we're here. That's why we're coming. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're coming to get, coming to gain. Amen, Jesus. As the scripture declares, line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. We get here a little. Amen. You get a little bit in your, amen, houses of worship, amen, in your churches. Glory be to God. You get a little bit when you're talking to friends and loved ones. Glory to God. But how many know, people of God, after a while you see the whole picture of what God is trying to show you. Amen. So that's why we are here, and we're excited about it. We're very excited about it, people of God. We're very intentional about what we're doing, amen, because we realize that the half has not been told. Amen. We realize that the impact of the PNN, glory to God, has not been disclosed. Amen. It's not been disclosed, people of God. It's not been disclosed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're just but seeing the tip of the iceberg. But listen, God is doing a great work, and we're excited. Amen. And we say, right on, King Jesus. Amen. Have your way. Glory be to God. Be glorified. Hallelujah. Do what you will. Hallelujah. Do what you will on this line. Do what you will in the hearts of your people. Glory to God. And we just say yes. We just say yes. We say yes. Amen. We thank God on tonight for all of our advisors on tonight. We thank God. Glory be to God. Amen. For each and every advisor, we're thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For our co-host. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Emmanuel Hogs, amen, Jesus, for Evangelist Diane Bond. We thank God for these men, this man and woman of God, amen. We thank God for them, amen, so many times standing in the gap. Glory be to God, always willing, amen, available, amen, and to help this outreach ministry to go forth, amen. We thank God on tonight for Minister Ali, amen, Ali Booker, Ali's Hour. Thank God tonight for Evangelist Stamper, amen, Jesus. Many of you are getting your broadcast. Glory to God. The number that we give, amen, is Evangelist Stamper, and she is dutiful, amen. She's holding up this part of the ministry to make sure that you get your broadcast, and we thank God for her, amen. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for our outreach, amen, part, amen, of the PNN. Listen, the Lord set this thing up. I'm telling you. We're thanking the Lord tonight for Evangelist Jones. Amen. Many calls that you get from Evangelist Jones as well as our co-host, Minister Emmanuel. We thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for the outreach. Amen. And we are getting reports back on how you're doing. Amen, Jesus, if you need prayer or whatever. Amen. They are praying with you, praying you through. Amen. Glory be to God. Praying you unto freedom. Amen. In Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank God for our celestial intercessor. Amen. Prophetess Paula Everett. Amen. Glory to God. She's gone on to be with the Lord. Very intricate part of this line. Very serious. Amen. To bring us, to help us to yet see as a prophetess what the Lord was doing or what God is doing with this line. Amen. And so, people of God, we are carrying forth this vision. Yes, we are. We thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for Sister Chelsea. Thank God, amen, for all of our prayer warriors, amen, Jesus, our songbird, amen, Sister Robin, amen. We just give God thanks. Listen, the Lord just set it up just right. He set this up just right, amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight for each and every one of them, amen. We're so grateful, so grateful for what the Lord has done. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are, glory be to God, we're actually rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. We're grateful for what the Lord has done. Never saw this being available on the line. Glory to God. But the Lord did. Amen. The Lord did. Amen. And we are so grateful. Amen. So that the line would never go lacking. The line would never go lacking, amen, for word. The line will never go lacking for speakers, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise, amen. Again, we bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Tonight, again, we're going to be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen. And that just makes my heart so glad. I'm telling you, people of God, because so much word, amen, has come through on this line, Lord of God, that we can go all the way back, amen, and search the mind of God as to what he would have on this hour, amen, by the speakers, amen, that the Lord would rest his spirit on whom should bring forth the word, so that the line would never go lacking, that there will never be famine of the word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful on tonight. Amen. Jesus, as I stated, amen, we will, amen, be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. So the order is a little different. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. We are, amen, on tonight. We're going to be traveling down to Miami, Florida. We're going to be traveling down to Miami, Florida, by way of Greater First Church of Deliverance. Greater First Church of Deliverance. There is, amen, a woman of God there. Amen, my sister. Amen, my friend. Amen, a preaching, praying woman, prophesying woman of God. Amen, Jesus, who loves the Lord. Yes, she loves the people of God. Amen. And we are just so grateful. We are just so very grateful for the Lord bringing her into our path. Amen. So very grateful, people of God. And tonight, amen, we want you to, amen, go ahead and get your hearts ready. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Amen. Because we're broadcasting straight through on tonight. Amen. So prepare your hearts on tonight. Come on and prepare your hearts on tonight. Get your pen, as we always say. Get your pen, get your pencil, get your pad. Glory to God. Get your journal. Amen. Because surely there is a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Through the woman of God. Amen. This is all we back, Dave, like one, I believe it's like 100 and something, amen. But, amen, a fresh word from the Lord, amen, because we've had so many people to join as we've gone along the way, amen, Jesus, and somebody needs to be reminded, amen. Glory be to God. So we would that you would go ahead and pull your hearts and your minds in on tonight, glory to God, as we prepare for the word. Glory be to God. As we prepare to hear what the Lord will say, amen, Jesus, we're going to, amen, get ready to sanctify the line for the word on tonight. Yes, sir. Glory be to God. So pull your hearts and your minds in, people of God. Amen. And let's go into Jesus. Amen. Come on and let's be blessed.
God, let us go in together. Glory to God. Father, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God. You are our Father. You are our Father, and we bless you on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah, you are our Father. Glory to God, we're starting tonight. We hallow your name on tonight. Holy is your name. Glory be to God. Holy is your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is your name. And we magnify your name. Oh, glory to God. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify your name on tonight. Glory to God. For there is no other name with our men to be saved. There is no other name. Glory be to God that the head, God, that the heaven and the earth has to bow to your name. And we're thanking you for your name. Glory to God. And Father, you're so good. Hallelujah. Because you name your name upon us. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. That you name your name upon us. And for that we're grateful. For that we glorify you. Hallelujah. On this night. Glory be to God. We're coming to you tonight, oh glory. We're coming to you with uplifted hands. We're coming to you, glory to God, with our hands lifted up. We're coming to you with our mouth filled with praise. We're coming unto you, glory to God, to bless your name. We're coming unto you to give you adoration. We're coming unto you, glory to God. We're coming to you in good. We're making your name marvelous. We're coming to you, glory to God. And we shall have your way on the night. We're asking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Give us this day. Oh, God, give us this day. Our daily bread. Give us this day. Our daily bread. And we're asking you, Father, to forgive us tonight. Forgive us, higher. Forgive us of every sin. Forgive us of every iniquity. Glory to God that may be within our being. We're asking you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking you to forgive us, Lord. As we forgive others, we're asking you to forgive us in the righteous name of Jesus. And we hold no offenses. We hold no offenses, oh God. Forgive us. We forgive others on the night in your precious name. And we're asking you tonight to create in us a clean heart. Create in us your righteous spirit. Create in us, glory to God, your spirit of holiness. Create in us, glory to God, a true spirit. For you desire truth on the inside. Oh, glory be to your name. Make us vessels on the night. Make us vessels of honor. Vessels to be used. Glory to God. We're asking you to make us. We're asking you to mold us on the night. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to do a work in us. Do a work in us on the night. We're asking you to do a new thing. Hallelujah. Do a new thing in us, Lord. In this hour. In this time, in this pandemic, we're asking you to do a new thing. In your name, Jesus, we ask you to have your way. Have your way, glory to God. Have your way in us. Have your way through us. Have your way with us. In the name of Mahaya. In the name of Hoshadava. In the name of Sadaha. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We're asking you to sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us, oh God, right in the battleground. Cleanse and purge, huh? Oh God, cleanse and purge us on the night. Cleanse and purge us on the night that your righteousness, that only your righteousness be revealed in us. Glory to God, Yamamoshanamahaya. Oh, God, anything else aside from your righteousness is only a filthy rag. But we're asking you in this hour. We're asking you to sanctify us now. We're asking you to clean us up. Oh, God, there should not be anything within us. Anything within us, oh, God, that's not like you, Jesus. We're asking that you take us out, oh, God. We're asking you, Mamoshanarachi. Oh, God, we're asking that you would order our steps on tonight. In your precious name, Jesus, we're coming on tonight humbling ourselves to your word, humbling ourselves to your visitation. We're coming to you tonight with a yes in our soul, a yes in our spirit. We're coming to you, God. We're coming unto you tonight. Glory be to God. Say, let your will be done. Let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done in us. Let your will be done in the earth. Let your will be done. Glory be to God. Oh God, and lead us not into temptation. people. Oh, God, but we know that that your kingdom is within men. We are standing. Oh, God, we're asking that your kingdom, oh, God, cause your very way, your desire to be manifested in us, your people. That kingdom come and that will be done in these sons and these daughters, oh, God, that are gathered on this line. Father, we're thanking you now. We're glorifying you. We're thanking you for answering, oh, Glorosha, looking upon every petition, every heart on tonight, every single petition. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for answering in advance. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, because before we even ask, we know that you've already answered. And we're thanking you tonight for the several requests, for the several petitions, oh, God, that rest in the hearts of your people, that rest in your mind, that rest on the minds of your people. We're asking you to breathe upon us now. Breathe upon us answers. Breathe upon us direction. Breathe upon us, oh God, cause there to be lifting. Breathe upon us, oh God, cause there to be healing, oh God, in the earth. Breathe upon us, oh people. Glory be to God, cause there to be order. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us, oh God. Cause us to see. Cause us to be led. Breathe upon us, oh God, for you are the light. You are the light of the world. Breathe upon us, glory to God. Breathe upon us, higher the most. Breathe upon us, fresh. Oh, God, breathe upon us tonight. Breathe upon us afresh, Father. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. The power and all of the glory. Glory, all of the glory is due unto you. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for breathing upon the body of Christ everywhere. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, glory be to God. We thank you to Neymasa. Thank you for the fresh breath, glory to God, upon the body of Christ on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, God. Glory, Oh, God, elevate your people in this hour. Elevate your people. Elevate your people, God, up to those that are looking unto you. Glory to God. Elevate on tonight. Elevate on tonight. Let us not leave this line the same. And, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We'll thank you for doing it on tonight. Thank you for doing it in the earth on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, even beyond this line. We're thanking you tonight. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight from nation to nation. We glorify you on tonight in this place. Glory to God, even over into Africa. We glorify you into Puerto Rico. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, we're thanking you on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, that you would touch the hearts of your people. Touch the hearts of your people everywhere. Touch, oh, God, relieve. Touch, oh, God, and lift your people. Touch and lift, oh, God. Cause them to know. Oh, God, that you uphold the world. Oh, God, with your word and your word, yes, stand. And, Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're blessing you on tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for touching the children. Thank you for touching the children on tonight. Thank you for touching the children. Thank you, God, for covering Jesus. Thank you for covering your children even in this hour. Thank you for touching their minds in this transition. We're thanking you tonight for keeping them. We're thanking you for your angels that you've given to have charge even over them, oh, God, in keeping them in all of their ways. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you on this night. We bless you. We're thanking you for what you're about to do. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for open heaven. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for open heaven. Cause your people to be sharpened. Cause your people to be sharpened in the spirit. Thank you, glory to God, for opening eyes on tonight, for opening hearts, opening spirits. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless your name. Now, Father, we bless you for your speaker on tonight. We bless you, oh, God, for the jewel. We bless you. Glory to God. hallelujah, for what you're about to do. We're thanking you for the word, glory to God, that you sent already, hallelujah, because you've established the end before the beginning. Father, we're thanking you for her now. We're asking that you will bless her and breathe upon her. Lift her, oh God, even more. Thank you, oh God, for the Emo Shanamaha. Thank you for your cross anointing on tonight. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We're thanking you for the word that you've given for your people on tonight. Glory to God. We say let your word have free course. Let your word have free course in the midst of us. Glory to God that the word spoken will go into the hearts of mind, the spirit of your people, and it will not return unto you void. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. In your precious name, Jesus, hallelujah, we're asking that you would hide us behind the cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you, O God, for your leaders yet again. Thank you for each of your leaders. Glory to God. Leaders, God, that you have called, chosen, and appointed. We're thanking you for them now. Thanking you for refreshing the vision upon their heads, in their hearts, and in their spirits. We bless you tonight, God. We honor you as sons of God. We say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood of Jesus is against you now. And we declare as sons of God that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare it in the earth, and so it is in heaven. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We are ready. Glory to God to hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. We pray that you are ready. Glory be to God. Oh, you're ready. You're ready. You are ready. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, as you know, amen, we have the woman of God back with us on tonight from Miami, Florida. Glory be to God coming to us from First, from Greater First Church of Deliverance there in Miami, Florida. Amen. We want you to receive tonight, glory to God, the word of the Lord through his messenger, Pastor Shirley Fennell. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
We thank the Lord for, amen, another night. I believe you said it's your 116th, amen, night of prayer. Amen. What a wonderful testament.
Yes.
What a wonderful track record. And we're glad to be a part of it again on tonight. I bless God for just the invitation. I humbly come before everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of the Lord was great on last night, the receptivity. Amen. The prayer, everything that is that comes along with it. And I just give God praise here on tonight. Last night we talked about the unseen work of heaven, the unseen work of heaven. Amen. Something is going on behind the scenes. Amen. That when we are crying out to this great God, amen, he's working on every answer. Sometimes we give up a little too quick because heaven is on the way. And so we give God thanks tonight. I'd like to just sing a little song and before I go in into the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. I'm just a little hoarse. Amen. But I thank God for being here tonight. Of Jesus, say the name so precious, no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus, say the name so precious, no other name I know that can calm my fears and dry my tears, wipe away the pain when you don't know what else to pray. And you can't find the words to say. Say the name. Oh, say the name of Jesus. So precious, no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name. So precious, no other name I know that can calm my fears and dry all my tears. Why poor pray when you don't know what else to pray? And you can't find the words to say. Say the name. Oh, say the name.
Praise the Lord. Tonight we want to talk about what happens when we pray. What happens when we pray. Something takes place when we pray, and we want to just speak and exhort and encourage, amen, us on tonight. And we will be coming from Revelation chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 8. Amen. Revelation chapter 5 and Revelation chapter 8. Amen. I'm just going to read just a few verses of Scripture in 5. Amen. But the subject text will come from Revelation chapter 8. And this is what John the Revelator, amen, he has seen Jesus. I won't go through all this. It'll take me too much time to lay that good foundation, although I'd love to teach. But he said, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Amen. And I will go now to Revelation chapter 8. Amen. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar. Came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Amen. Amen. John is in the spirit, and he is seeing, amen, the revelation. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the end time. Amen. But John is seeing something that when I was studying the scriptures, looking into this, and again, I've really been in this warfare prayer mode, but God had revealed something to me, amen, last year, and I shared it with my ministry, and so I wanted to share this again tonight.
Amen. And here it says that, amen, the angels, just picture this now, the seventh seal, amen, the last page in the scroll of history, and all through Revelation 5 and Revelation 8, we keep seeing the number 7, the number 7, amen, because this is the consummation. This is, amen, perfection. God is a perfect God, the seven spirits of God, amen, the perfection of our great God. And then in this particular, amen, once the scrolls are open, there's silence in heaven. And then these seven angels stand. These are mighty, mighty angels standing before God. And each of them has seven trumpets. And then another angel approaches the altar carrying a bowl. They see a vial. It said vial in one scripture, but a big bowl, like, amen, instrument. And so then this angel is given incense. When I was growing up, and I know this is going to sound a little comical, amen, but not the kind of incense that my brothers used to use in the house, amen. They would be smoking their dope and smoking their weed, amen, in the house. I was the only one saved in my house. My mother was a backslider, amen, but I was the only of the children that were saved. My sister was a backslider, but I was the only of the children that were saved at the time, amen. And when they would do their, you know, smoking their marijuana or whatever, they would burn incense to kill the smell. Amen. That's not this kind of incense. Amen. This angel was given incense to offer before the throne with the prayers of the saints. And I'm gonna revisit that. I'm just laying a little foundation. Amen. So this angel is given this big bowl. And the Bible says, and this verse 4 said, the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. Amen. And this is a great scene that's playing out in the heavens, that John is seeing, amen, this great God. And then he's seeing, amen, the Lamb of God. He shows that nobody in the heavens, nobody in the earth, there's this book. Nobody's able to open the book. And John begins to weep. And John says, who's worthy? Where they search, the worldwide search is made, and no one in the heavens, no one in the earth is worthy to open this book. And John began to weep, and amen. And the angel said, don't weep, said the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When I read that, I said, look at our Savior. Look at our Redeemer there. Amen. And none above him in the heavens, nobody in the earth, but look at Jesus. Amen. Coming up, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he can do what no one in heaven can do, and he can do what no one in the earth can do. This is why I don't mind serving him. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians, the first chapter, he's far above all principality and all power and all authority and all dominion and everything that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Amen. We serve a great God. We have a mighty Savior. Amen. And every time we feel like we can't make it, we ought to look into the Word of God and see this conquering Savior. Mm-hmm. See, amen, this fighting general. He has never lost a battle, and he's fought many a battle. And he didn't wait till the 21st century, amen, to start losing battles. He is still the mighty God. Amen. That's what Isaiah called him. His name was Wonderful Counselor, amen, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father. He may, amen, he's the Prince of Peace. One scripture says he is Emmanuel, and that means he's God with us. Everything that, amen, God is, Jesus is, for he had the nature of God. Amen. He was Mary's son according to the flesh. Amen. But the blood that was in his veins, amen, it came from God the Father. Same blood that was in Adam, amen, it was in Jesus. Because God was Adam's father, and God is Jesus' father. The difference is Adam allowed, amen, when he disobeyed God, his blood was corrupted. His nature became a fallen nature. And amen. But yet when the Lamb of God shows up, even in the earth realm, amen, Jesus, amen, walked on the shores of Galilee getting ready to go to be baptized. And John said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. All that he did, amen, no corruption in him. No vile was in him. Amen, no guile was in him. That blood that was shed, it is pure and it is holy because it is called the blood of God. Amen, because God is a holy God. Amen.
His nature was holy. Amen. Because he is the flesh. According to the flesh, he was called the Son of Man. But in the spirit, he is the Son of God. Son of Man, because he was born of a woman. The Son of God, amen, because he had the nature of God. Had the same authority, the same power, amen. He is everything that God is. And not only that, the third in the Godhead, which is the Holy Ghost, amen. He has the same power. He just has a different administration. This is why Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. They are equal in power. They are different in administration. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When I get to talking about Jesus, something stirs on the inside. But when you look at it through the eyes of the Word, no wonder people gave their lives to serve him. Paul said, I'm a prisoner. Amen. I walk worthy. He didn't mind being called a prisoner for Jesus Christ. He counted it worthy to be a prisoner for Jesus Christ. Amen. Once you get a good glimpse of him. Amen. Once you walk with him a little while, the closer you get to him, the more you walk with him. Amen. The better. Amen. You lose the desire and the taste for the things of the world. Amen. Amen. Because the closer we get to him, amen, the glory that we think, the beauty of the world, it starts losing its shine. It starts losing its glow. Amen. Because we get a glimpse of heaven. This is why I said on last night, we're focusing on getting to heaven, and that's a good thing now. I'm not fighting that. Amen. But heaven, it wants to do something in the earth before we get up. Wants to show that our God is a mighty God. John wept and John saw it. Amen. But there's somebody that is worthy. Amen. They're going to get some glory. Amen. Paul said, I'd rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I don't mind suffering. Amen. Old mother said, amen. I would stay in hell just a little while, as long as I know Jesus is right there with me. Amen. Now that's a whole lot of faith right there. Amen. Somebody had enough love and enough confidence in God that if I have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because my God is with me. When you find out that he is faithful, the reason sometimes we don't trust him or we have a hard time trusting him, amen, because we bring him to our level and we are not trustworthy. We are truth breakers. We are covenant breakers. Amen. We say we'll be there at 9, and if you catch him at 11 o'clock, you're still doing good. Amen. We don't keep our word, but God is a covenant-keeping God. Amen. This is why when he told Abraham when he could swear by no greater, amen, he swore by his own holiness. He put his own holiness on the line that Abraham, if I don't do what I said I'll do, amen, I won't hold you accountable if you don't serve me. But amen, he's a covenant keeping God. The scriptures say to 1,000 generations. Amen. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. Amen. And I don't mind. I'm glad to wear his name. And I want to wear his name well. And here we have, I'm sorry, I got a little, amen. I've been stirred up about this great God. When I look around and see all of these things, that this chaos that's in the world, and yet God is still there. He's not out of his control now. He still has control. All of this that's going on, there is something going on in the heavenly realm that is taking place. Amen. And when all of this, amen, ceases, we're going to see a changing of the guard. Amen. God doesn't do something just to flex his God muscle. Everything that he does, he has a purpose in mind. Amen. He doesn't even allow us to go through trials and suffering. Amen. Without purpose. God has purpose. Look at Joseph. Joseph was a man that, young man, beloved, and God allowed him to be sold into slavery. Stayed there for 13 years. But God had a master plan. God knew that a famine was going to come in the land, according to Psalms 105. And he had already established all that Joseph went through. Joseph was the favorite to be the ruler in Egypt, and he allowed him to go through a series, amen, of trouble and all of that. But Joseph held on to what he had, his father had taught him about his God. And in the fullness of time, amen, when it was time, because there's a famine getting ready to come on the scene, God had a man in Egypt already preserved that was going to preserve the seed, amen. amen, of Abraham, because he had made a covenant with Abraham. If you walk through the word, everywhere you see the faithfulness of God. Joseph was already in place when the famine came, and God had maneuvered Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, to come down into Egypt land, because God had a master plan. All of these things, I look at my life and I see the different events, and I thought that I wouldn't make it. I sometimes felt like God wasn't with me. Amen. Felt like I was all by myself. But when I look at it now, I see that God had a master plan. Had I not been through what I've been through, I wouldn't be able to lead or be a leader over God. Never desired to be a pastor, never desired to be a leader. And God had to, sometimes I feel like he set me up because he had to do certain things a certain way, because I probably wouldn't have did it as willingly. But I'm not only that God brought me, but I'm glad of how he brought me. I thank God for the mistreatment and the hurt. If I could tell you all the things, and I know my story probably isn't, seems like it's, you know, it's my story, though. And I'm sure somebody has a greater story, but I can only attest to what God did for me and how he brought me out and what he brought me through, because he had a divine purpose. I didn't see it at the time, but he had a divine purpose. It taught me how to pray. It taught me how to stay on my knees. It taught me how to, I've called Jesus, I'll be saved 46 years in September. Amen. I'll be 61 on the 18th, and I'll be, amen, I turned 46 in the spirit on the 26th. After my 15th birthday, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, calling on Jesus. 46 years later, I'm still calling him. 46 years later, I still, my relationship is being fortified and strengthened every day. I didn't know, I wasn't brought up in church, didn't know nothing about Jesus, didn't know nothing about God. My mother was a backslider, but didn't make us go to church. Amen. She tried to go. We would go, and she said, if your dad wanted to stay home with your daddy, you'd go ask your daddy, and we'd ask our daddy if we could stay home. And daddy said, yeah, as long as y'all get out of my way, because when mama would go to church, daddy could, amen, drink his liquor in the house and play Temptation and Diana Ross. He had enough respect for mom not to play the blues and everything. So, hey, we were happy. Mama at church, and we just had a field day, amen. But we really wasn't pressed into going into the house of God. But yet, God had his hand on me. God led and orchestrated us where we moved to a certain area in San Antonio, Texas. And then God, an old mother missionary, Mabel Applin, would come around and ask my mother, let us go to church. Mom said, they can go if they want to. And this is how God maneuvered and started orchestrating how I would come to know him. And so there, God has purpose in every area. I'm glad how he brought me. Man, and many people are walking around with bitterness. Amen. I told my church Sunday, I said, God didn't make me going in and out of church. I wasn't made taking a taste of sin here and coming back to God. God made me in his house. And let me tell you something. Church is a hard hurt. It cuts to the core. Amen. From leadership on down, amen, I was mistreated so terribly. That was God's purpose. Amen. God had a plan. God had a master plan. Amen. I didn't run. I wanted to, but he hedged me in. I couldn't go nowhere. I tried, but everything I tried, it didn't work, because I know what it means. Like God said, he had a hedge around Job. God had hedged me in. And so God had a purpose, and I thank God for the purpose. I thank God for the process, amen. And now that I see, I'm helping others come through their process, amen. And so here we are, amen. And forgive me for just getting a little sidetracked, but that's just, I've been thinking on the goodness of this great God and what he has done for me, amen, and for the purpose that he has. And I still don't know, amen, the end result. You know I'm going with him. But as far as what he has more planned for my life, all I know is that I will follow his leading and his direction, because I found him to be faithful for 46 years. I found him to be a faithful God. If there's any fault, if there's any failure, if there's any error, it is not on the part of my great God. It is on me. It's a lack of understanding, whatever it may be, but it surely is not on the part of my God. Amen. And I thank him for that. Amen. Centuries of prayers. Here, let me get back to this real quick. Amen. So the angel, the censers are there, the vials are there, the incense is there. And he says, and he takes the smoke from the incense and he came and it's mixed it with the prayers of the saints. And then it ascends up before this great God. Amen. The angel's got it in his hand and God is, it's a sweet smell. It's a sweet smell. Amen. God smells it and he says, that's Shirley's prayer. I know that prayer. I know that prayer. It's a sweet smelling savor. Amen. I've made the illustration. I go to Kirkland sometime, and the women know what Kirkland is. Amen. When you go in there, it just smells so good. And if you stay in there any length of time, not a household item, in it, but it just has candles and all of these good smelling, deodorizing things, and you go in there and you stay in there a little while. And when I came and I got in my car, amen, I my car smelled like Kirkland. And I said, Kirkland. I said, oh, my car smells so good, because I had stayed in there a little while looking for something. So the smell of where I had been, amen, had attached itself to me. So when I went to my car, it was still, amen, on my person. This is how it ought to be when we are in the presence of God, that wherever we have been, there should be a fragrant glory that goes out from, that emanates from us, that others will know. This is what happened when they came out of the upper room and they started testifying. They went in there afraid, not knowing. They come out of there after the Holy Ghost handing up and Peter's ministering. Amen. He's doing what Jesus told him to do. He unlocks the doors of the church on the day of Pentecost, and the scripture said they looked and they saw, amen, wait a minute, these are ignorant and unlearned men, but the Bible said they took note that they had been with Jesus. That was a fragrance, amen, that emanated from them of where they had been. Wherever we have been, there is going to be a smell, a fragrance that is attached to it. Amen. If we have been involved in all kind of worldly and folly and all of this stuff, amen, it's going to show in our lives. But when we have been in the presence of this great God, when we have lingered at the altar, when we have taken time instead of rushing out and say, you know what, I'm going to spend this time. I had an opportunity to go somewhere. And I said, I'm going to spend this time with Jesus. Man, I canceled what I had to do. I said, no, I'm going to spend this time with Jesus. You know, I want a fellowship with him. It seems to be more important to me than to go, amen, and do the things that I had been invited to do. Amen. Because I want that fragrance coming out of my life. Amen. And here we are. We see our prayers. These are our prayers that John is singing. Ascended up, mixed with this sweet smell, this incense off the altar, and the altar is before God, and the angel takes it off our prayers off of the altar, and this lets me know that none of our prayers are lost. None of them are forgotten. They are on the altar, and the scripture says the fire never goes out on the altar. They are ever burning. Amen. Our prayers are, amen, are either being stored up, they're being purified, amen, they're in reserve, because one day God's going to pull them off. Listen what the word say. It says, and the angel filled the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. Amen. These are the prayers that are mixed with the altar, mixed with the incense, taken from the altar. They're all mixed in there together, and there's a purpose. The angel took it, filled it with fire to the earth, and there were voices and thundering and lightning and an earthquake. Amen. These are the prayers of the righteous. The Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. This is why the enemy fights us in studying the word and getting in prayer. The enemy don't want us to pray, because when we get a hold of God like we ought to have, we're going to turn this world upside down. Yes. When we get in the presence of God and realize the authority and the power of what happens when we pray, amen, the enemy hinders us in prayer, because he don't want us to come to that realization of who this great God is and the authority that we, the people of God, are. The Bible said we are heirs and we are joint heirs with Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? And here we are. Amen. We stand in the gap for this. Amen. We're standing in a holy place. Ephesians 1, amen, we are sitting in heavenly places, right? Our bodies might be in our, wherever we are, location, amen, but our spirit, our authority, our inheritance, we are in heavenly places right now. Our prayers are effectual. Our prayers, amen, they have a work to do in the earth. They are stored up on the altar until God, at the proper time, amen, takes them, pours them out into the earth to accomplish his great purposes of judgment and redemption. Many times, people just give up short of prayer. Well, I didn't see none today. This is why the Bible said the early church, they prayed without ceasing. They didn't see anything, but they saw God. They said, we know, we believe. And that's all they had was a prayer life. Amen. Sometimes we don't see it, but we got to keep on praying. Amen. I'm reminded of Paul and Silas when I read this fifth verse, how the angels took it, the incense and the fire and the prayers, cast it into the earth, their voices, their thundering, their lightning, their earthquake. And amen, the Bible say in Acts 16:25, Paul and Silas, amen, they had been beat for the testimony of Jesus Christ, cast into the prison. They're not in the prison like they are, like they have these prisons today. These were down in the dungeon. They were in the stocks, amen, where they were, amen, bind their feet and bind their hands, amen. And Paul and Silas said, well, since we're here, we might as well give God the glory. Mm-hmm. The Bible said they prayed and they sang praises. Listen, once you finish praying, don't just get up and jump. Offer God some praise. Offer God, tell him thank you. Amen. We teach our children that when someone does something for you, tell them thank you. If they don't say it, we say, come back here. Say, what are you supposed to say? And they say, oh, thank you. Amen. That's how we ought to do, God. We ought not get up off out of prayer, off our knees, out of our worship, amen, without telling him thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for giving me an audience with you. Amen. You're great and you're mighty. The Bible says you're high and you're lifted up, and yet you think about us. Yet you are concerned about whatever concerns me. I want to tell you thank you. Prayed and they sang, amen, praises. And the Bible says, and there was an earthquake. This same scripture that he said, something ought to happen when we pray. Just that quick when Paul and Silas, the Bible said, at midnight. I don't know if anybody ever had some midnight, but at midnight, in their darkest hour, they were bleeding, they were beaten, and they're praying, and they're not saying, God, get them, God, kill them, God, knock them out. They're praying and singing praises. Amen. The ones that beat them, they hear it, and suddenly, there ought to be a suddenly that takes place when we pray. What happens when we pray? It goes up, amen, into the sister, amen. The incense is applied to it. Fire, amen, is applied to it. It goes before the presence of God, and then it's cast into the earth, and there should be a shaking. There ought to be something going on, amen, when we pray. Something ought to happen. There ought to be a moving. This is why I believe they say prayer changes things. And if it don't change a thing, prayer changes us. Amen. There ought to be, amen, that happens when we pray. I'm reminded when I was working in corporate America, amen, and I was hired, God created this job for me. And I mean, he gave me a very prestigious job at a very prestigious, amen, office and location. Amen. And the same lady that hired me, 3 months into hiring, 4 months into hiring me, five, she comes to me and says, I don't think you can do this job. And I said, this job that you're asking me to do, it requires two people. She said, well, I'm not giving you no help. So high up the ladder that even the engineers and the men in the office, they walk lightly. Other managers walked lightly before her. We were in a property management. We handled multi-million-dollar properties. Amen. And I was the administrator. And this general manager just was a tough lady. Amen. And so she came to me and she said, it was at the end of April. And she said, I'm going to visit this in 30. You have 30 days. And I'm going to revisit this, and I'll make my determination on June the 1st. And so I went to my car and I was just crying. And I called my pastor, the boss said, and she said, you dry your tears. My pastor was tough on me. You can't really train people like this today because they'll leave the church. My pastor said, dry your tears. I said, did you hear what I said? I said, she's giving me 30 days. I said, I'm not going to be able to accomplish what she said. I said, what she's asking is too much, but she's not seeing that. My pastor said, you, God, this God that you serve, he don't give you something and then take it back. She said, go back to the God that created the job for you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you go back. And for 30 days, I talked to Jesus. Go on my lunch hour, and I would sit in my car. I would read and pray. I'd wipe my face, go back in there, cry going to work, cried on the lunch hour, cried going on for 30 days. God, let this lady see. God, open her eyes and touch her heart. This is what I'm praying. God, touch her heart. Let her see that this is too much for one person. Let her see, God, nothing. On June the 1st, I went from 8:30 to 5:30. On June the 1st, I waited all day. This lady would walk by my office as if I wasn't there. I'm waiting. 5:20, she calls a meeting in the conference room. I said to myself, I know this lady isn't going to do this. And it was a large conference room. It was with so many of us that managers and engineers, she called everybody in there. And I'm saying to myself, I know this lady isn't going to do this in the presence of my coworkers, that she's going to dismiss me in the presence of all of these people. And so I said, I'm standing praying. I didn't sit down. I stood on leaning on the wall. It was a huge conference room, and the conference table wasn't large enough for everyone to sit. So I stood on the wall, and this lady sits at the head of the desk. Mind you, this is June 1st. She has already told me, I don't think you can do this job, and I'm going to give you my determination on June the 1st. This is June the 1st, 5:20, in the afternoon, 10 minutes before time to go home. She calls a meeting, sits at the head of the table. Everybody's wondering, including me. And she says, I have an announcement. Promotion there. She said, I've been stripped of all my authority. She said, corporate said they don't think I can do the job. And I will remain here until they find a replacement and find somewhere else to put me. Said, but I cannot sign another contract. That I cannot put my signature on anything. Said they're sending somebody down. Said because corporate said they don't think I can do the job. Cried when she told me that lady, that tough, unyielding lady, broken cried. And she talked a little bit, and everybody is stunned. The meeting is over. I'm walking to my car. And I'm in disbelief. And the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, if God be for you, who then can be against you? Harry said, I didn't ask for this. He said, if God be for you, who then can be against you? If you cry out to me, I know how to answer. I might not answer like you want it, but I'll fight for you. But when they touch you, they touch the apple of my eye.
Mm.
And when I read Psalms 18, I'm going to read a little verse of this. This is what happens when we pray. When we pray, God answers. David said in Psalms 18 and 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple to his ear. Remember the angel? Remember the prayer? They are on the altar. He takes them, puts them in the censer, puts incense in there, puts fire in there, and casts them into the earth. David said, in my distress, I called unto the Lord. I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. My ideas, and then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of the hills moved and was shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him was thick darkness, dark waters, and thick clouds of the sky. For him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Amen. This is what he said in verse 17. He said, and he delivered me from my strong enemy. Talking about Saul. David cried out to God. Saul was ever running him. Amen. Doeg was lying on him. Amen. The different kings were coming against him, and David, amen, directed his voice up to the heavens, and God, amen, came to see about him, and David said, he delivered me from my strong enemy. I tell you, we got some strong enemies, but if we would cry out to God, I tell you, something happens when we pray. When we pray, God will do something about it. Sometimes he answers so fast, he said, before you started, I was already sending the answer. Amen. While you were forming the words in your mouth, your answer was already on the way. Something happens when we pray. I encourage everybody, we ought to pray. Amen. David Daniel prayed morning, noon, and night. I told the Lord, according to Isaiah 62:1, I said, I will be like Isaiah. Amen. I will direct my prayer to you. I'm not going to let you rest. That's what the prophet said. I'm going to read it for just a minute. Isaiah 62. Amen. Isaiah said, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth. Trouble, we are in trouble. Glory of God to show forth, amen, in our churches, in our homes, amen, in our bodies. We need the glory of God. Something ought to happen when we pray, amen, that it goes through a process in a moment of time, and God casts it in the earth, amen, and there's a shaking. We ought to be taking up some stuff in the kingdom of darkness. The devil ought not be running us. Amen. The devil, we ought to be putting him to the run. When I was, amen, was seeking for the Holy Ghost, those old mothers would get around you, and they said, drive them away, Lord. Drive old Satan away. We don't need him here. Drive old Satan away. And we were, they were saying, and amen, until we got delivered, come up speaking in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Amen. Amen. Demonic forces was driven out of people. Drug addiction was broken. Amen. Because somebody wouldn't let, amen, heaven rest. Amen. They wouldn't hold their peace. They directed their prayer. They said, we need righteousness in the church. We need righteousness in the homes. Amen. Until, and this is why we're not getting the results. Amen. Because we're not holding to the prayer line. We pray Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can't get nothing like that. We got to, amen, all through the day, I'm talking to Jesus. All through the night, when I was rolling over in the night. Amen. Sometimes I say, amen, I love you, Lord. You're good to me. Amen. Get up in the morning. I put my feet. I say, good morning, Jesus. Thank you for another day. I've established my relationship with him because when I need him, I need him. I need him when I need him. When I call him, I need him to come real quick. Amen. And so I'm establishing that he knows my voice, and I know he is. For Zion's sake, I'm not going to hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I'm not going to rest. I'm told right. Amen. I told the church, I tell them, we can only have 10. I've never shut the doors of my church. I don't shut. I know we have Zoom and all of the other avenues, Facebook Live. Amen. And I preach to, amen, 5 or 10. Like I got the 100 or so that comes. Amen. I stand right there and just, they keep the camera on me and we just preach Jesus. Amen. I have prayer. I call 10 for prayer. Come on, y'all. We got it. We got it big enough. Amen. That nobody won't talk to each other. We got enough space. Come on, we're going to pray it out in here. We in trouble. We got somebody got to come together and pray. It's time to seek the Lord. We're in trouble. I don't know what they're doing in their home. When we come together in the house of God, amen, two better than one. Where there's unity, there is strength. We can do some damage. One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Sometimes we say it, but do we really believe it? It's time for us to, amen, turn the tide. Drive the devil out of our region. I experienced that last week.
force of darkness is advancing. And I heard the Lord say, if my people, mm-hmm. which are called by my name, if we would meet the conditions, God said, I'll hear from heaven. We could turn this thing around in a moment of time. Yes, we can. When God had Moses to bring the plagues, I would say it like that. Let me rephrase that. Amen. Told him to stretch out his rod, and all of those various plagues would come upon the land. And when Pharaoh, sometime he repented, sometime God hardened his heart. And Pharaoh would say, okay, I'll let him go, I'll let him go. God would tell Moses, go stretch out your rod. And in a moment of time, amen, he would drive out whatever was in the land. Don't you know that same God, if the church get together, this thing could be driven out from the land if the church would come together. And we would see, people don't believe that. They call me radical in Miami. I'm not too real-like, but it's okay, Jesus. I'm favored by the power of God because I won't shut the door. I don't care if it's two. He said, we're two or three. So we really don't need a group. We just need two or three. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I'm in the midst of them. Mm-hmm. Amen. I do the social distancing and the sanitizing and all of that. Come on in. Let's pray. Let us pray because something happens yes. when we pray. Amen. There is an unseen work of heaven. And then a young lady came in. The Lord had me to call all the members, and they came in courses. I'd learn them by families. Amen. At the beginning of the pandemic, and I would call families in. And one of the co-workers, one of the young ladies, had father children. She said, well, my co-worker would like to come and have prayer. Would you pray for her? I said, sure. This is for everyone, anyone who want to come. And you could see that she was of that, amen, lesbian lifestyle. And so I said, come on up here, babe. Let me pray for you. And she came in. She came in for prayer. And that demon wouldn't let her open her mouth. And she bawled up her fist. And the ministers, my husband was on one side, and one of the ministers was on the other side. And when he saw her bawl up her fist, she leaned back as if she was getting ready to hit me. Amen. And when I'm standing in prayer, and especially when I'm facing something of demonic activity, I don't shut my eyes. I keep my eye on the devil. Amen. Not the person, but the devil. And the minister moved up close to me. He was going to block her from hitting me. And amen. And I began to plead the blood to her. And I mean, I walked up my hand on her stomach. Amen. And I didn't talk to her. No longer did I see the young lady. I saw this spirit that had bound her and wouldn't let her open her mouth. And I put my hand on her belly. And I put my other hand on her back. And I pressed just lightly. And I began to speak to that spirit. And I began to talk and say, you're going to lose her. And I command you to let her go free. Amen. She leaned so far back, ain't nobody can lean back like that, except in acrobat. And that girl leaned back, and when she came forward, amen, she started gagging, and we ran and got the trash can, and stuff started coming up out of her. Her eyes had rolled back, and they were yellowish and reddish looking. Her eyes rolled back, and when she I kept my hand on the back of her, and I pleaded the blood. I said, not today. I said, not today, not today. Talking to the spirit. Young woman rose back up, eyes cleared up. And she yelled, started talking to Jesus. She started calling on the name of Jesus. She let out such a loud shrill that spirit didn't want to let her go. But when he came out of her, he hollered and screamed. It was an awful sound. But that girl got delivered. She got delivered. And I think something could happen when we pray. That would be a mighty move of God taking our lane when we pray. Thing all happens when we pray. When we pray. Isn't it? And so I praise God tonight. That I pray you will bless through this word. This word tonight. That there's going to be a shaking, and it's going to come from the saints. It's going to come from the people of God. When Jesus hung on that cross and the Bible says he cried with a loud voice. That was a form of prayer. When he cried with a loud voice, the Bible says the veil of the temple was rent in twain.
Yes, sir.
From the top to the bottom. The earthquake. Hear this? That's in Matthew 27. The earthquake
The rocks were rent. The graves were open. The bodies of the slain saints, the sister scripture that slept, they sat up. They couldn't get up till he got up, but they sat up. When we pray, and I thank God today, this makes me want to pray more. I feel convicted when I don't spend enough time. And the duties of ministry and the duties of life, I'm married. Amen. So I have to care for my husband, and I have things that I have to do for ministry and for personal self. And sometimes I don't feel good about it because I want to just stay there. But I have to get up and, you know, go take care of business and do the necessary thing. But I'll be trying to get back home. Amen. So I can spend a little more time. It doesn't always work like that. I love my time. Amen. It said, David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the man or the woman that trusteth in him. He's gracious and he's long-suffering. Amen. If I bless God tonight, I thank God for this time that you have given me, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. It is such a wonderful opportunity for us to come together and be united as one on the line. I said on last night, amen, and I did sow my seed. I believe we are to sow. This, the weight of ministry is that we just can't be takers. We got to give. We have to sow. We have to sow. And when you have find good soil, you listen, you can't sow. And then I sowed, it didn't go through right away at first. But I sowed a certain amount this morning. And somebody called me today and said, I'm cash-apping you something. And it was much more than what I sent. It was much more than what I sent. But I had already sold, and God, I told you something happens when we pray. It had already circled around, and I was reaping. By the time and that's a scripture thing. The reapers was going to catch up with the planter. So I'm encouraging you and exhorting everyone that is listening. Amen. And she did not know that I was going to say, I didn't even know I was going to say that last night. Amen. But I do know ministry. I do know the weight of ministry. And so it takes money and it takes time. And when I did text her to make sure that I had everything right. And I called her really to say that they didn't. I think I called her, I'm not sure. And she was talking about giving it back into trying to get a platform for everybody to get the messages when they need it. She didn't say anything about, I told it to her. She's taking it and putting it in the ministry. That you don't get that all the time. And so do so into her lot, so into this. And it's Cash App, and I saved it this time. I'm just doing this because I won't be able to stay on the line for the prayer tonight, and I have already cleared that with her. But I wanted to just exhort that. The Lord put that in my heart. I did not plan it. She did not know, and neither did I. But I felt like I needed to say that again today. But if you are blessed, and I believe you are, every $5 means something. We had a seed sowing season. And I'm going to say this and get off. We had a seed sowing season at our ministry. And this elder from another ministry would visit our church. And my pastor, I was over the keeping track of the seed envelope. And on this particular envelope, this elder from another ministry says, she wrote on her envelope, my seed to Jesus, this is all I have, and I give to Jesus. It was $5. That's all she had. Whether it was little or much, something sold. It wasn't long after that a couple in the church, in her church, this elderly couple, her husband bought his wife a car. And they said, well, what are we going to do with this other car? They said, well, why don't we give it to this elder here? That $5 got her a new And it was a nice car, Toyota Corolla. Got her a car. Somebody else got the insurance for her. And then they helped her transfer it into her name from a $5 seed. We said you can't be God-given, but sometimes we have our hands balled up so tight. No, you can't get nothing out of it, but you can't get anything in it either. Be a blessing to this ministry. And this is Pastor Sindel talking. The evangelist did not tell me to say this. I'm saying this because if we are blessed, we ought to be a blessing. And this is a blessing. 116 nights? Oh, come on. Come on. This is just the time that it takes. And then the coordinating that it takes. That's something within itself. So be a blessing. And she's using it for ministry. If she uses it for herself, no one should question it. It's up to her. But with the integrity that I dealt with her, and I haven't known her very long, and we know one another by the Spirit. Amen. So I encourage you all. And it is a $ gift, G-I-F-T, of prayer. Gift of prayer. That is the Cash App. That's the way you can donate. $5, $10, $500. They have one. They're trying to get a platform. I believe it's $2,000, and so you know, every little bit goes towards it. And so it would be a blessing. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you will be blessed by the time you sow. God will have somebody to sow back into you, like He did me today. Amen. I sowed, and then somebody called and said, "Let me know when you get this." And I didn't even think about it until this evening. I was gave to her, and then somebody else gave me much more than what I gave. Amen. So that prompts me to give again. And so I will give again. And I thank you all for your loving kindness and your patience. I do apologize, Evangelist. I did go a little over. I was trying to keep up with the time. But I thank God for you. And I thank God. I humbly thank you for allowing me to come and be a part of this ministry. God bless you on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Glory to God. When we pray, glory be to God, something should happen. Amen. As the woman of God stated, praise God. That was day 116, people of God. And here we are. My God, I was just listening at the broadcast, and now here we are. At day 548, amen, day 548, amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this word, amen, thanking Him for the woman of God. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm encouraged to pray the more. I'm encouraged to pray even the more. Glory be to God. When we pray, when we touch God, glory be to God. Heaven, amen. Heaven, amen, moves on our behalf. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I thank God for this word on tonight. I bless God for this word on tonight, people of God. I'm telling you, glory to God, such a timely word, always a timely word, glory be to God, to speak to our very spirit, amen, speak to our very soul. Glory to God, to stir us up. Glory to God, that those prayer wheels would get to turning. Amen. That those prayer wheels, amen, Jesus, would get to moving. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on today. We thank God again. Amen. For Pastor Fennell. Glory be to God. We are looking to have her back on real soon. But we thank God on tonight by God's divine ordination that tonight this word would come forth. This word would come forth at this time. Somebody needs this word. We all need this word on tonight. Glory be to God, because the Lord is ready. He's ready to hear our hearts cry. Glory to God. We don't just pray, amen, and our prayers, glory be to God, just don't go anywhere. But when we pray sincerely, prayers go up, glory to God, as a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. Glory be to God. A sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. Glory be to God. And the Lord answers. Glory to God. The Lord answers. Glory be to God. I don't know about you. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, people of God, there are some things, glory be to God, that I'm yet believing God for. There's some things, glory be to God, some prayers that have gone up, glory to God, and I don't know about you, I'm looking for the answer. Amen, Jesus. A suddenly, as the woman of God said, a sudden, glory to God, a sudden, and glory to God, amen, as God moved for, amen, the apostles at midnight, suddenly, glory to God, I just believe there's some suddenlies on this line tonight. I believe there are some suddenlies on this line this night. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise again. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. We just want to ask on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If there are any prayer requests on tonight, if there are any prayer requests on tonight, glory be to God. Any prayer requests, glory to God. Listen. Listen, people of God, amen. Your wheels, your prayer wheels, amen, may be burning. Your prayer wheels may be turning. Glory be to God. And that's a good thing, amen, if your prayer wheels are turning. Glory be to God. But if by chance on tonight, amen, Jesus, you would like for us to touch and agree with you, glory to God. If by chance, glory to God, you can certainly press *6, amen, come over to the broadcast side, amen, and we will touch and agree with you, amen. Glory be to God, glory to God. But I just
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Gwen. And I'm requesting prayer for my brother Rufus Reed and his recovery of pneumonia, and a prayer request for Vernon Jackson and the ladies at the Shisha Work Relief Center in Tallahassee, Florida, and myself. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Believe God for, amen, Jesus, some suddenly, amen, glory be to God. Anyone else? Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen, Jesus. We believe God. Amen. We've heard this word. Glory to God. The woman of God has declared unto us what prayer will do. Amen. What prayer can do. Amen, Jesus. And as I stated, amen, I don't know about you, I tell you, I just feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just feel like shaking something. Glory be to God. Opening up our mouths. Amen. Glory be to God. Opening up our mouths. Glory to God. Because the enemy don't want us. Glory to God. He don't want us to pray. He don't want us to pray, people of God. He don't want us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He don't want us to pray. You got to know that. You got to know that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He don't want you to do it. Amen. God bless you, caller. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. I enjoyed that word, evangelist, Brandon. And I want to apologize to him. Last night you asked the prayer warriors to pray, and we did not pray. And God has really dealt with me on that. So the next time you ever ask for somebody to pray, I'm so sorry for being not being obedient. But please forgive me. And I had to get that out, amen. And I'm asking for prayers for breakthroughs, amen. Just asking you to forgive me, amen. And just asking prayers for breakthrough and praying just a special prayer from the Lord, amen. I'm just asking that. God bless you, and thank you so much, Evangeline.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you as well. Glory be to God. I tell you, God knows all things. God knows all things. Glory to God. He got the plan. He got the plan, people of God. The master has the plan. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Packer. God bless you. We believe in God with you. Amen, Jesus. We believe in God for you. Amen, Jesus. We believe in God for some suddenlies on tonight. Glory to God. Anyone else, people of God? Anyone?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. So good to hear your voice again. This is Evangelist Green out of Henderson, North Carolina.
Thank
you. I was speaking with Evangelist Stamper a few days ago, and let her know that I have been afflicted in my body. But God is working. God has the plan, and I'm telling you, he is working it tremendously right now. I'm in recovery from a muscle condition, and I thank and praise God for that. But I do thank God for the word that came forth tonight, and I thank God for the servant, amen, and the minister that preached tonight. Mm. And I'm asking prayer for my body.
Okay.
And healing in my body, but also I have a 19-year-old granddaughter who has been in the hospital for 3 weeks, and she has not eaten a meal yet because her body was touched, attacked by a tumor on her pancreas.
Jesus.
And so we're asking for healing right now. It's about a 3-inch tumor on the pancreas. God bless, they were able to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And the pathology showed no cancer on the pancreas or the tumor itself, and we give God praise and glory for that. But
yeah.
Yet and still, I tell you, God has been speaking, and that word just stirred me so much tonight. And I've spoken to her, her parents, everybody, and said, we serve a God who can bring a healing. My God, he said, I will supply all you need. And the words that I have been saying said, God spoke to me and said, the healing can be sudden, it can be immediate, hallelujah, or wait on the Lord to be a good courage. And so we just thank and praise God. That word touched my heart tonight. I had to go in and call on in and make the request because I know prayer changes things. And God bless you. I'm not going to hold the line, but we just thank and praise God for the progression of the Prayer News Network in the name of Jesus. You all have blessed so many people, especially in the North Carolina area. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Healing.
Yes, Allah. Glory to God. God bless you, Evangelist. So good to hear you again. Amen. So good to hear from you again. Amen. Jesus, we haven't forgot about you. Amen. We just waiting on that time. Glory be to God. Amen. To get you back on the line with us. Glory to God. But we're grateful. Amen. We're grateful. We're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Yes. Prayer changes things. Glory to God. Prayer changes. People of God, and we want you to, amen, just settle that in your spirit right now, right now, right now. Settle that in your spirit, even as we're taking these prayer requests, glory to God. Settle it, let it rest in your spirit, amen. Listen, just as much, amen, as you need the Lord to move for you, glory to God. Can you imagine he wants to move for you just that much more greater? Mm-hmm. Or he's already moved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that he's already moved and that it's already done. Glory be to God. Hiya, hiya. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We preparing, we preparing, we preparing to go before the throne. We preparing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. These petitions on tonight. Amen. They go before the Lord. We preparing, people of God. We believe, amen, for some suddenlies on tonight. Glory to God. Will somebody just believe with me? Believe with the word. Hallelujah for some suddenly. Yeah, my house. Woo! Glory to God. Just about a higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody just believe with me for some suddenlies on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Glory to God. Anybody else on tonight? Glory to God, before we take these petitions before the Lord, glory to God, anybody else, anybody else, anybody else on the night, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, yeah, God, yeah, God, yeah, God, yeah, God, hiya, hiya, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, people of God, let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen. The kingdom, glory to God, suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We believe, God, on tonight. We believe for suddenly. Amen, on tonight. We believe, glory be to God, hallelujah, that he is able to do exceeding abundantly. Amen, above all that we can ask or think. And people of God, it is according to the power that worketh within us on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Come on. Glory to God. Come on, let's go before the throne on tonight. Glory to God. The Lord has already set the atmosphere. The word has already come. Glory to God. And it's already done. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Eba shake. Woo, God. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you here yet again on tonight. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you for your word. We bless you tonight. Glory to God for your messenger. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight for your goodness, or your grace, for your loving kindness. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you on tonight. Haya. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your sure mercies. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your promises unto us, your people. For they are surely yea and amen. We're blessing you on tonight. Glory to God, for you've not forgotten about us. And we come to give you thanks, and we come to give you praise on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you've made our hearts ready. You've made our spirits ready on tonight. Ready to do the work. Ready, glory to God, to manifest, oh God, your power, your will, your might into the lives of your people. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for this divine ordination. We're thanking you on tonight for every heart, every listener on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Entering in with thanksgiving in our hearts. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for the way is already made. And we thank you tonight, Father, and we're thanking you, glory to God. We're thanking you for these petitions that have come forth. We're thanking you for the petitions that yet did not come forth. Oh, God, but they're in the hearts of your people. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for the silent request. Oh, God, those that rest in the chambers of the hearts of your people. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless your precious name. We thank you tonight, and we're lifting up, oh God, we're lifting up Rufus unto you tonight. Father, we're asking, glory be to God, we're asking that you touch those lungs in the name of Jesus. Father, for you are the God that healeth, and you heal your people, and healing is in the, healing is in your wings, and we're taking you on tonight, glory to God, for healing belongs to the children. And Father, we're coming on tonight. We're touching and agreeing on tonight. Father, move in those lungs. Move in those airways. Move in the alveoli. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to take out information on tonight. Take out, glory be to God. Oh, God, every information. Take it out on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you move us. Father, move for him on tonight. Oh, God, give him a suddenly. Give him a suddenly. In the name of Jesus, sudden glory to God. Sudden airways cleared on tonight. Oh, God, do it in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. Move for Evangelist Green. Move for her. Oh, God, touch her in her body in the name of Jesus. Every affliction, oh, God, we bind up and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you've given us your name. You've given us your name. Oh, God, oh, God, and none can stand against you. None can stand against your name. Father, we're asking that you're touched now. Oh, God, the work that you've already begun. Even so in her tonight. Father, we're asking that you're strengthened.
God. We speak strength right now in the name of Jesus. We speak strength. We speak deliverance now in the name of Jesus. We declare, we command and we decree right now that a soul would line up with the very spirit within her in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even so. Hey, Shakamosha. Oh God, give her a suddenly on the night. Give her a suddenly on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we curse the works of the enemy. We curse the works of the enemy. We speak life unto her body in the name of Jesus. We speak, we decree life. We decree more life. We decree abundant life unto her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Thank you for breaking the will of the enemy on the night. Thank you for giving us strength, oh God, that she can eat, that she can consume, that she can be nourished, oh God, and come to the strength, oh God, that you've already declared in her very spirit. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for the suddenly. We thank you for the touch. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the miracle in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for Sanalosia. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for burning Hayarabalosha. We thank you for burning on the night. We're asking your Father. We're asking that you would move for him on tonight. Father, move in a sudden way in the name of Jesus. Move and touch him in his body. Mm. Oh God, oh Father, touch his mind. Touch his mind now. Touch his mind. Cause him to be strengthened in his mind. Cause him to be strengthened in his body. In the name of Jesus. Cause him to be strengthened. Oh, God, in the emotion, in the inner man, we speak to his spirit now. Oh, God, we declare power unto him, oh, God. Power to come to healing. Power to be quickened. Oh, God, in the name
Your input is invalid.
God, thank you. We praise you. Father, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for what you've already done. Father, we glorify you on this night. We thank you, Omoshe. Thank you for what you've done, Father. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight. We thank you. Oh, Shanama. We thank you on tonight for the ladies of the Shisha house. We thank you, oh, God. We Father, we're asking you to look upon them tonight. Look upon them on tonight. Father, many lost on tonight. Oh, God, but you're our direction. Oh, God, you're our help. You're our hope. Oh, God, cause them to look unto thee. Hey, God. Cause them to look unto thee, oh, God. Cause them to see, oh, God, that they're in need of a Savior, and you are that Savior. Father, we're thanking you for each and every one of them. We're taking you a second chance on tonight. We're asking that you will lead God and direct them into the way of truth, into the way of holiness, into the way of life eternal on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we speak life unto them. We breathe unto their spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to keep them, Mama. Keep them tonight. Keep them for your glory. Keep them tonight. Father, we claim them on tonight. We claim every one of them for your kingdom on tonight. Cause them to find the way, for you are the way. You are the truth. You are the light. Father, we're claiming them on tonight. We're claiming them each and every one. Father, we're asking that you will lead God and direct them in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you remove deception from their eyes. Remove deception from their hearts. Remove deception, oh God. Oh, God, Father, from their minds on tonight, cause them to walk in truth. Cause them to walk in divine favor. Cause them to walk in your divine power. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we pray so. on this night. And Father, we're thanking you for them all tonight. We're thanking you for second chances. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for extending your hand unto them. We thank you on tonight. Oh God, be glorified. Be glorified in them. Be glorified in them, in their families. Be glorified. Oh God, cause there to be sudden me. Oh God, sudden testimonies. Cause there to be sudden testimonies. Cause there to be sudden miracles. Cause there to be, oh God, sudden salvation. Cause there to be, oh God, sudden feelings, oh God, unto your daughters on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. Cause your blood to cover. Cause your blood to cover the house. Cause your blood to cover. Cause your blood to cover in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, for you are the answer. And we thank you, we bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for opening up the way, Father, for she's seeking divine direction from you, Father. But tonight we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We touch the throne on her behalf on tonight. Father, we ask you that you would open the door. Father, make the way plain in the name of Jesus. Make it so plain, oh God, that she would not err. Make it so plain, your will and your desire, your divine will for her life. Make it so plain, oh God. Oh God, that she has no room to wonder. Make it plain on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move for her. We're asking that you would open doors for her. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, open unto her the way that you would have her to go in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're seeking a breakthrough. We're seeking a breakthrough. Suddenly. Oh God, suddenly. Oh, God. In the name of God, Father, we come against every hindering force tonight. Oh, God, every hindering force that will cause her, oh, God, to miss your will. Every hindering force, Father, we come against it now. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against every wicked word in the name of Jesus. We come against every foul spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, give her a breakthrough. Woo, God. Father, give her a suddenly recutalamosha. Oh, hiya. Hey, God. Woo, God, we thank you today. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for open doors, oh God, that the enemy had shut before her. Oh God, but this night we thank you. This night we thank you. This night we thank you for the open door. This night, Ikasha, Ukasha to Mose, in the name of Jesus. This night, Iko Rema Bobo. Haya Bahaya. Ikanidiyemiaste God. This night, yes, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Shakamabosha. We thank you for the shaking on tonight. We thank you for the turning on tonight. We thank you for the turnaround, Father, not just for these, oh, God, but for those silent cries, those silent petitions, Father, that even as this prayer petition went for those that touch in agreement, those that touch, hey, God, in agreement on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for what you've done. Woo, God, we thank you for your great salvation. Father, we thank you for your great salvation in the earth. We thank you for the claiming of souls. We thank you for the claiming, oh, God, for the reaping of the souls for your kingdom all over the world. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you, oh God, again. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. Father, we ask that you would bless her now, Eva. Bless her even now. Father, bless her even now. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father, bless her. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her for the word. Bless her. Oh, God, for kingdom's sake. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for the suddenly. We thank you for the miracles. We thank you for the signs. We thank you for the wonders. We thank you tonight for the testimonies that shall come forth of this night. We thank you for the testimonies that shall come forth out of this night. Hey, God. Oh, God. Yeah, neighbor. We thank you now. We thank you for, oh, God, the spirit of prayer. Cause it to rest upon your people. The spirit, the power of prayer. Cause it to rest upon every hearer. Cause it to intensify. Cause them, oh God, that even as they turn over in the beds at night, oh God, they'll find themselves communing with you. Communing, hey God, talking with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise this night. Father, now we're asking that you would cover us in your shed blood. Cover each and every person on tonight. Cause your anointing to rest. Cause your anointing to cover. And even as sons of God on tonight, we forbid backlash of the enemy. Hey, the blood of Jesus. Ah, your blood. Your blood shed. Your blood. Oh, God, your blood that covers. Oh, God, even as you covered, Father, oh, God, the blood over the doorpost. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your covering upon each and every listener tonight, upon each and every home. We thank you for you giving your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you tonight. We thank you for even as we sleep, Father, for you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And, Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your precious name. And, Father, we decree it is so. It is so, and it is done. And for that, we lift our hearts. We lift our voices on tonight. And we said, thank you, Jesus. We said, thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, God, thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Father, it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, my God, my God, my God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless him on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. Hallelujah. We bless him tonight for his goodness. Again, we bless him for his grace. Amen, Jesus, people of God, tonight we want to encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Tonight it was recorded, amen, on the radio side, amen, so that if you get a copy, it'll look a little different. But nevertheless, you can still press, amen, the play button, press the logo, and you'll be able to listen to the broadcast on tonight. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We kept you just a little over. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But I tell you, people of God, it was well worth it. My God, it was well worth it. I say. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God, we're not going to hold you any longer. But people of God, listen, let the prayer wheels turn. Let them turn. Let them turn. Embrace prayer, and prayer will embrace you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can become prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can become prayer. Glory be to God. That's found in the gift of prayer, the book. Amen. Glory be to God. That's coming one with prayer, coming one with the will of God. Amen. Glory to God in all things. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you, each and every one of you. Thank you for taking the time to come to be with us. Amen. In these services, we want to encourage you to continue to invite others to the line. Glory be to God. The listening audience is growing.
Amen, Jesus. Last we heard, amen, it was like 2.5, amen, 2.5 million, amen. So, people of God, this line is growing, and we thank God for you. Thank you for being here, amen. We bless God for you, amen. Continue to tell others, amen, because God is doing the work, amen. The word is being preached, and the word is working, amen. So we thank God tonight again for all that he's done. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you. We say blessings on you tonight, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. The same place, same time. Amen. 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. God bless you. We love you, and we'll see you on tomorrow night. God bless you now. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Amen.
Goodbye.